email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Conor Pope joins us in studio. Pricewatch@rte.ie. Now, before we get to our problem today that came into pricewatch@rte.ie, Conor, you're on Scam Watch.
Yeah. There's a pretty big one doing the rounds this morning, actually. And it's one that I've come across, at least on paper, a lot. But the fact that it's actually happening in real time now across counties, including Wicklow, Dublin, Meath, and perhaps even further afield. And basically, it's known as the QR code scam. And what happens is the criminals assiduously go around the place and they put stickers, QR code. You know, your listeners will know what they are. The QR code stickers on parking meters. So that when someone is going to use the Payzone parking meter, right, they may already have an account. I have an account. So when I go to park, I just open my app and I park and that's it. End of story. But a lot of people, if they want to download the app, will go to the machines and there's a QR code. And the QR code says, scan the QR code and download the app.
Mm.
But the criminals have kind of piggybacked on that and they've put their own QR codes over the QR codes that are legitimate. So you scan it. And then you're transported, instead of going to the regular official site, you're brought to a site that's dressed up to look like that. And then you enter your details and you're suddenly financially exposed.
Right.
And that's a really sinister thing. And there's another thing these QR code scams can do, which is they can download malware, suspicious software, onto your phone, which will effectively then give the criminals
access,
complete access to your phone, your pictures, your email, your banking. So it's a really sinister scam. Now, so Fingal County Council issued a statement about it. Other councils are following up. Payzone are investigating it. So what they're doing is the staff are effectively walking around or going to the parking meters looking to see if the QR codes are legitimate, and if they're not, they're peeling off the stickers. And they're also looking to disable the websites that people are could be led to. So it's a kind of a sinister step.
Very sophisticated.
It's very sophisticated on one level. Because they have to create the QR codes, they have to create the websites.
Yes.
And then they have to employ somebody to walk around physically
and
putting
stick
the stickers onto the machines. So it requires both a lot of manual intervention and a lot of virtual interventions, which we're more accustomed to. So it's just, and I think when I was speaking to people in Fingal, for instance, they were very, very keen that we get the word out.
Okay.
Because it's so easy for somebody to fall for this kind of thing if you're not aware of it. And I have to say, like, social media gets a lot of flack, but there was a lot of people on Instagram. Like, where I first came across this, my Instagram account or feed was flooded. I say flooded. I got three or four messages, so it wasn't exactly flooded. But from people saying, have you seen this? This is what's happening.
Yeah.
And it just shows how easy these scams are to be perpetrated. And the consequences to somebody can be absolutely devastating.
Mm. They're getting more inventive, aren't they? The scammers. This is really sort of the imagination behind this one is quite startling. So this person purporting to be ex-Pennies, Tesco's or whatever, saying that they were unfairly dismissed and they want to settle the score with their former employer.
And it sounds like, they post on social media, be it X or Twitter or Instagram, what I'm saying, you know, I'm a former Primark employee and I've been sacked and I was unfairly dismissed. So I have all these secrets that they don't want you to know.
Yes.
And one of the key secrets is, of course, is this code or this website that allows you to get products at a discount.
Staff discount.
But it's nonsense.
Yeah.
And I saw one person in the same picture. She'd been unfairly dismissed from Primark in the United States, from Foot Locker, from Amazon, from all sorts of other companies. I'm going, you're not a very good employee because you've been routinely dismissed from all of these places. But of course, the person in the photograph bears no relationship whatsoever to the person who's posting the messages. But the idea is that if you can send out or if you can reach 100,000 people and 1% of them are kind of conned into following a link or submitting personal details, well, then it's worth your while.
Yes.
And it doesn't have to be, you know, your PPS number, your bank details, because the way these kind of phishing scams and social engineering scams work is the criminals try and build up all the information they can get on you. And over a period of time, they can cobble together a lot of different information from a lot of different sources and then use that to target you.
As your identity.
Well, they can either, you know, they can do that, but they, like, if they might know, for they might be able to just build up a profile of who a person is. So it's not like these scams are just blanket scams that are targeting everybody at the same time. You actually have individuals who are collating this data and then saying, okay, well, we know X, Y, and Z about Ray Darcy. So let's see if we can find out A, B, and C about Ray Darcy. And then when you've got X, Y, and Z and A, B, C, maybe they'll send you an email, or maybe they'll contact you and say, we know you've done this, and this. So we know a little bit about you, and they try and get more about you.
Okay, and finally on Scamwatch today, it's the grand piano.
Yeah, I started getting emails about this, and I must have got about 15 emails from different people over the last 3 or 4 weeks. And it's very simple. It's like my husband has passed away. He was a really big music lover. He has a baby grand piano that he wants to give away for nothing. Please contact me for details. And that's it. Because I just get up to know, I always respond to them going, oh my God, that's amazing. I'd love a baby grand piano for no money at all. And like sometimes they'll respond and I try and string them along. But what they're doing is they send out all these messages
again, yeah.
And they're hoping to get one or two or three people who'll say, oh, listen, I'd love a free baby grand. And then the person will say, okay, we just need to cover shipping. And shipping's $300 or €300. And you think, do you know what, €300 for a baby grand piano? That sounds like a steal. And you know what? It is a steal.
I know if you're at the receiving end of these and you are scammed, it's not entertaining at all. But they're sort of becoming increasingly entertaining, aren't they?
Yes and no. I mean, the QR code one is just downright sinister. Yeah. Like, there's nothing entertaining about them convincing someone to go to a dodgy website or downloading some malware onto your phone. And sometimes I do think you have to laugh at them. But a lot of the time, and this is a psychological trick that a lot of scam artists play. So a lot of your listeners will be familiar with what used to be known as the 419 scam. And that was the letter or email from the daughter of a deposed sub-Saharan king who had a suitcase full of blood diamonds that she wanted to give you. Or it could have been from some soldier in Iraq who had found a big case of money and wanted to give it to you. And those emails tend to be littered with typos, grammatical mistakes, and they are done like that on purpose, because what they want to do is they want to weed out all but the most plausible the most gullible people who will think. And if you send out 100,000 emails and 10 people are gullible, you stand to make a few bob.
Just be careful out there. Just be careful out there.
And nobody's giving away any baby grand pianos. Yes, that's just not happening.
Disgruntled ex-employees of large change stores and those sort codes, just check to see if it's a sticker. Now, have we got time for this? We have, if you do it in a hurry. Dear Connor, I had tickets to see Leinster play Munster at the weekend but could not go. On my account in the Ticketmaster app, I have tried to sell my tickets since yesterday evening, but I couldn't select them to sell. I checked my tickets. It said they were eligible for resale, but when selected the option to sell, I couldn't do so. I was put through to an agent who informed me it was too near to the event to sell the tickets. So this obviously came in on Friday, didn't it?
Came in on Friday. Now, when I've gone over time, just stop me. Cut me down dead. Yes. Basically, so this has just required the person to get in touch with the right person, because you had a sold out match in Croke Park. She had 4 tickets. She couldn't sell them on the Ticketmaster platform. And Ticketmaster has this facility whereby you can sell the tickets at face value to somebody else. So all she needed to do was get through to the right person. And to Ticketmaster's credit, I put her in touch with Ticketmaster. Ticketmaster almost immediately said, that's not a problem. We'll give you your money back. So they reimbursed her for the tickets. And the difficulty in her selling them was that they were a family ticket. So it was 2 adults and 2 kids.
Yeah.
So that was slightly more problematic when it came to the sale. And then I contacted Ticketmaster to find out, well, have those tickets gone? Because it would be lovely to think that not only had we helped this woman get her money back for the tickets that she couldn't use, we also would have facilitated, although they didn't know
it, sold out.
We would have facilitated 4 other people going to see the match. And we did. So the tickets were sold. The woman got her money back. Ticketmaster stepped up to the plate and did the right thing. And everybody's a winner.
Well, not really. Only Leinster. But I'm just wondering, were they Leinster or Munster supporters?
I don't know, actually. Yeah. I should have found out, because if they were Munster supporters, they might have been.
Yeah.
Well, they were probably delighted they didn't go.
What an amazing spectacle. Like over 80,000 people.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic to see Croke Park full to the rafters for something like that. Yeah, it's brilliant. Yeah.
Loads of red and loads of blue. Pricewatch@rte.ie. Pricewatch@rte.ie. Thanks, Connor. You're free
I'm going to turn around.
Yeah, do, please.